Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. We got a wonderful conversation. This is breaking. Despite orders from the Mavs owner not to play the national anthem, the NBA steps in and says every team plays the national anthem. I'll get into why. I'll get into that. And my thoughts on that, folks. I'm going to check some out real quick. Oh, this is funny, you know. Because I want to get into also the impeachment hoax. Because it is a dang hoax. It is the biggest hoax. I want to get into that. I want to get into also, folks. Mothers against drunk driving. I guess Bruce Springsteen was involved in a major arrest in DWI in November, and they kept it under wraps because of this commercial for the Super Bowl. Yeah, the Woke Bowl that no one watched had like the lowest ratings since like, well, I forget. Oh my God, it goes back to, it goes back so far. The lowest viewership since 2006, but like the ratings go like all the way, like the ranking go all the way back to like the 50s. Yeah, 1969, the lowest level since. It's just no one wants to watch this crap. They want to watch Super Bowls, not woke crap. Oh, Mashiah Tlaib, she basically defends impeach the mother effer. Get into that, you know, of course, you know. They don't back down. But woke rhinos do. I got so much I want to get into, so I want to thank you so much. I want to get into talks like the House Republicans have a plan to retake the majority. 47 targeted districts with vulnerable Democrats. 2022. I want to get into that and so much more. So, welcome to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it, and I really hope you do. And don't forget, Matthew 18:20. For where two or three gather together as my followers, I am there among them. Think about that as you're going through your day to day. Remember, folks, if you think they can impeach President Trump, then you need to rethink what I just said. Because there are people that think that they can impeach President Trump, and they want to impeach President Trump. Impeaching is for a sitting president. Trump is not. They cannot constitutionally impeach Trump. And then they have all these cut and edited videos that if you watch the real unedited version, which if they were smart, they're true Republicans, they would have had video, they'd have tons of video so that, okay, if they cut and paste and edit, well, wait a minute. I want to show you because you just saw that video from this person. Well, I want to show you the real video because mine is not edited or cut it or pasted. You know, but you can't impeach someone that's not president because It's a thing for presidents. Excuse me, but I thought the Ringling Brothers Circus was closed. What is the? Because they do these. This is what gets me. We need to do something about these Trump supporters and the insurrection on January 6th. What? That they have all these studies that come out that, like, well, the latest poll shows, like, 60% of Americans, only 60% or 50 whatever, support this government. I'm like, the approval rating for the government isn't like a negative a million teen, like 100 trillion teen negative. I don't really think there's been a time that I've ever trusted my government. I've always been like a Rick Harrison. Not that I don't trust you, I don't trust anybody. How many times have people borrowed money? Man, let me borrow $5 or a dollar. I'll get you back, man. Don't worry about it. And then how many times do they actually get you back? How many? Hardly ever. If I give someone a dollar or $5, whatever, can I borrow? I look at it like, the guy's like, can I take money from you? I assume I'm never getting it back. If I get it back, so what? I assume 99% I'm not getting it back, so. But there we go. We have all these people. They need to impeach the President Trump. He's not president anymore. He's a American citizen now. Like I said before, like, I have had so many people that, well, Trump's out, who cares? What is it? Like, he's on day 20 of his presidency and already has 52 executive orders? He's reversing everything? Remember about that lady I talked about in North Carolina that, like, oh, I'm for this transgender bathroom rule, until she had an incident where she went into the bathroom and all of a sudden a construction worker just goes in and uses the bathroom. And she goes, he's not transgender. Well, you don't have to be transgender. The bathroom rule for transgender just means all that transgender, that fake woke transgender bathroom rule, that's not what it is. All it does is it allows a man to go into a woman's restroom and a woman to go into a man's restroom. There's nothing in it, if you read it, that says here are the prerequisites you have to do to be considered a woman if you have a penis. Excuse my friend, I'm saying the word. If you have the private part down there of a man, a penis, you can still use the women's restroom with the transgender bathroom rule. There's nothing like you have to be going taking hormones or where you want. Oh yeah, if someone catches me in the women's restroom now, I can just say I think I'm a woman. I can use it. If you can't win in competitive sports as a man, so you say you're a woman to win, that's what, if they want to do something like this, what they got to do, okay? This is going to solve all the problems. Because you got transgenders preaching to us about sexual identity. You've got all kind of, I don't get it. Someone that doesn't know, that was born a man, that doesn't know if they're a man or a woman, and they're going to judge me on, they're going to tell me, they're going to preach to me about stuff. No, I don't think so. I don't have no problem with it. I feel sorry for someone that doesn't know whether they're a boy or a girl. When they look down there and they see, you know, but I refuse to have a gun debate with any folk who eat soap and are confused which pisser to use. I will tell you that much. I'm so tired of these. Then we'll make a transgender bathroom just for you. They have transgender bathrooms. They have single ones that either one can use, that when someone's in there. It's ridiculous. They need to have, okay, if you are a male, biologically born male, you get first place, great, you get first place. If you're a transgender, if you think you're a woman all of a sudden. If, and they should have a first place for the biological woman then. But what they need to say is, okay, if you're going to say you're transgender, then you need to be proving it. You need to be having reassignment surgery or something. You need to have proof that you've been going for like a year to a counselor and you're like a therapist, because like to get reassignment surgery and all this stuff, and you do all this stuff, it's not easy. They have a lot of people that wish that now they make a big mistake. That's why this transgender thing is BS, because very few people that truly transgender and truly go through with the actual surgery and stuff to be the other sex don't usually make it, because usually within 10 years they don't, you know, it's a, you know, kind of like a tattoo. I've always, the only one I'd probably get my brother's name on me, and that'd be about, because, yeah, I was into that. Yep, I used to be into Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and got a tattoo of them, You know, there's a lot of people that call it that. This is what I used to do, and now it's not cool anymore. I mean, it has to be something that you're really, really who you are type thing. Like, this is what defines me. This is what defines me, you know. I love the Grateful Dead. That's one thing, you know. I could get a biblical verse on me, because I'm a Christian. That's not going to change. But I mean, this whole world is woke. We're going to impeach the president who's not even the president anymore. Because, it goes beyond just one speech he gave, you know, even though that's why we're actually, that's what we're impeaching him on, the Russian due process and everything to try to impeach him. And I'm wondering if they're trying to do this to try to ensure that he can never run for president, because they have evidence that would prove otherwise in this. I've seen so much evidence that proves how corrupt this election was, but ain't nothing going to happen. 90% of the Democrats and Republicans are all woke. They're all corrupt. CIA, they're all corrupt. It's going to take we the people who are the employer to tell the employee what time it is. Sorry, folks. When people, I can't believe January 6th didn't happen 25 years ago. I can't believe that the trust of the government is not zero. I don't think you'll hear one liberal bitch if there's $75 gas. They won't complain. They can't, because, see, the problem is you have a generation that grew up on South Park and Family Guy and Bob's Burgers and American Dad, and they're offended by everything. And you got a generation of kids that Trump is like a stern dad. Get out there and clean that. What? Yes, sir. Oh, you can't. See, my parents didn't have to do that. My parents didn't have to beat my butt. I learned. This is the consequences. You don't do it, this is the consequences. There ain't no consequences with these kids. My mom would sit there if I did something wrong. Okay, well, you think you have it bad here? There's the phone. Yeah, they take us. Yeah, you're going to call the police on us. Yeah, they take us away. You're going to go from foster home to foster home to foster home. Good luck. They didn't have to give me a speech like that, because I know. I was better than that. They know I knew better than that. I was grateful for what I had and what I was given. I always wanted the thing that gets me is when you see all this stuff that I want this so bad, and then if this was unopened in the box sealed, you know how much this thing's worth? Heck no, I ripped the thing open and played with the thing until they fell apart and broke. It just kind of kicks you in the gut when you realize an unsealed, unopened Voltron in the box is $2,000. Are you kidding me? I could retire on some of the toys I had. I had some like Thundercats that if this was in the package unopened, whew. But hey, I played with them, you know. But we have to get Trump out of here because he's a meanie. He says things I don't. I'd rather have a mean, stern dad that teaches me something than have some person, I do whatever you want, son. I don't give a. I mean, look at Reginald Visu, the bassist of Korn. His dad didn't know, like, when his mom and dad divorced, like, he had Budweiser pillows and Budweiser sodas. His dad turned out the lights. Dream about Budweiser's. How do you think you're going to turn out if, dream about Budweiser, if that's what you're taught? Dream about Budweiser, what are you going to learn? How are you going to grow up if that's what you're taught? If you grow up, son, remember, Revelation chapter 3 says, we serve a God that opens doors that no one can shut, and he shuts doors that no one can open. And he said, behold, I placed you an open door that no one can shut, and you have kept my word and not deny my name. Thanks, Dad. Night, son. Who do you think's going to probably turn out better? And he went through, because of his parents' divorce, he blamed it on his parents and stuff, and then he would just be with women and then, like, just end it and just be real rude to them. And we have these kids that are just entitled brats. Everything should just be given to me. I shouldn't have to pay for college. You don't have to pay for college. You don't. It's called an apprenticeship. Become a welder, a plumber, an electrician. What's in really high demand are the mechanics that can work on, like, refrigerators and restaurants and ovens and restaurants and dishwasher and stuff like that. To where, okay, where you're getting sent to a place and you have to, okay, the ice machine's not working. I got to figure out what's wrong with it. And you're using your mechanical knowledge to figure it out. And you may not have a manual. You may not, okay, I'm just going to have to, let me see here, okay. Are you kidding me? They didn't have it plugged in? Are you kidding me? Because I have a buddy that's a real journeyman electrician. He works for the Electrical Workers Union. And he went to a lady's place. Because we need to have someone come here. We're having problems with the lights won't work. And he goes out there and, you know, it's like a $150 call to find out that he goes, ma'am, where's your other switch? What do you mean? What it is, you ever been in your house and the wiring such to where when this light is up, this light has to be down for the light to work? Because you can have it to where if you go up the stairs, if you turn this switch on, the light comes on, and this it goes off. Well, we've had them in my house where we had to fix the wiring because I screwed it up, I think. But anywho, you have to, like, this has to be up, and this has to be down for the light. So, like, if you flip the switch and the light doesn't go on, then we have to go upstairs and turn the other one, turn it the other direction because one had to be up while one's down and one down while one's up and, you know, and that's what it was. He goes, and literally she had to pay for some guy to basically, I didn't even know that light switch was there. when this switch is in the up position, this has to be down for the connection, for you have like a connection to where the electricity flows. If this is, that's why if you flip this and it doesn't work, then you have to check this one and make sure it's down, because if this is up, this has to be down. If this is down, then, and you got like $200 for it, or whatever the call was. I mean, I've worked at a place where we had like that, we had to get the owner to come out there, because like, okay, we got like, imagine taking a battery that works, two wires in a light bulb, and you connect them all, they don't work, the light bulb doesn't work, but yeah, the battery is fine, the light bulb's, you know, and that's how it was. And they had the owner, he goes, if I have to come out here, and like their second best guy besides the owner couldn't figure it out, and they came out there, and he goes, well, I can tell you, if he, I'm scared, because if he can't get it, there's something majorly wrong, and I don't like coming out. And he came out, and they literally took like a voltmeter and everything. They checked everything with a fine-tooth comb. He goes, everything on this is showing the correct voltage and everything. Why we're not, why it's not, you have CO2 or whatever, the, not CO2, but the free, you have Freon. You have everything, this should be working. Why is it not? And then like 2 days later, it just started working. So it was weird. So, you know, but they make damn good money. And it's, and you can, a lot of them, you get paid. You work, and you work under someone, okay, well, okay, what's wrong with this? He'll know what it is, and he'll see if you can figure out. And then at night, you go to school. And you do schooling. And you take classes. And then you pass the electrical exam or whatever. Whatever's required in your state. And they're damn good jobs. No, everyone wants to go to college because they think they're going to make $75,000 billion a year sitting in some plush office as a CEO. Yeah, I think I'm debating here. I kind of like this marble toilet, but I don't, you know, with the solid gold handles and stuff. But I don't know. I mean, I want something that's going to stay warm because I think marble will be too cold. You know, I don't know. But it's not my money. You know, the company's pretty much bankrupt, but hey, I'm buying a $4,000 pencil holder and a $2 million toilet. That's what they think. Because kids aren't, there's no adults anymore in this damn nation. There's no one teaching these kids right from wrong. Oh, you can't spank kid. Give me, I'll spank his butt. I'll teach him what time it is. There's a difference between spanking a kid and just abusing the kid. If they do something wrong and you reprimand them for it, great. If you just do it to do it because you get your kicks. Hey, my parents beat the crap out of me, so I'm going to beat the crap out of my kids. Then that's wrong. But this whole world is like the NBA. Like Mark Cuban saying that they will not play the national anthem at an NBA game. Will the NBA come out saying, yes, every team will play the national anthem before the game? He is overruled as the NBA dunks on Cuban, orders all teams to play the national anthem. What that means is our ratings are tanking, and if other teams follow suit and start not playing the national anthem. See, when they had the two best teams in the NBA Finals last year and had the lowest ratings in NBA history. Some of the lowest ratings in history. It's been the NBA Finals tanked with the two best teams. They only got rid of that woke Black Lives Matter crap because money. How can we get advertisers to pay billions of dollars for ads when no one's watching it? It was all about financial. And that's what's going on here. Well, since they're not going to allow that woke BLM crap, we're not going to play the national anthem. And it's just going to, they don't, they're trying to curb something from spiraling out of control and having the NBA go in the toilet again. It's all financial, I guarantee you. It has nothing to do with, well, we're going to play the national anthem at the games because we're patriots. No, it's all about finances. If no one cared whether they played the national anthem or not and it wouldn't affect the ratings, they wouldn't play it, probably. If the NBA, if the finals viewership wasn't down, they would still be MLB and it'd still be the MLB Basketball League. That's the problem. I'm tired. I want to watch sports. I like to watch stuff to get away. That's why I love YouTube, because I can sit there and watch crap that have nothing to do. Because if I'm out and about and you see me and say, hey, what's up? I'm cool. If you want to, if you're polite to me and you talk to me and you come up to me, I'm cool with that. There's times where I'm the man with the mic, and there's times, dude, I'm having a nice dinner with my wife, okay? Thank you. You know, there's times when it's slash the guitarist, and there's times where it's slash the family man, and leave me the beep alone. Just because I'm the man with the mic doesn't mean I'm 24/7 this. I mean, I do it a lot, and I do lots. Like, usually on when I'm done with my first show of the week, I'm already looking up stuff, and I'm constantly getting and look. But there's times when I want to be, I just want to do something else. I want to watch Gallagher. Incredible. You know. There was one where I had, there was a meme and I had like Andrew Dice Clay and I had Sam Kennison and like Eddie Murphy and all that stuff. What kids today would be, I would love to show it. See, but they would probably think that's funny stuff. They either would laugh at it being funny or you know, it'd be one of those like when they can never vote for the candidate because they can never vote for Trump and for anyone that says that, and then when they find out that it's Hillary Clinton and they support her and they don't know what to do because they just said on camera that they couldn't vote for a person that said that, thinking it was like Sarah Palin or some Republican, but when it's Obama or Clinton or some Democrat that they really love, they don't know what to do because what do I do? Because I like her, but I said I couldn't support someone that said, oh, I don't know what to say. They don't know what to say. You know, one of those things. It's great. It's great. You know, and this be who you're going to be, you know. If you support that MLB woke crap, then go all out. Be the MLB league. You know, like Major League Baseball. If you want to be all woke, then be the BLM league. Be the Black Lives Matter Baseball League or the Black Lives Matter Basketball League. If you don't support it, don't support it. If you support it, support it. Don't sit there and, because I guarantee you that NBA Finals, it was all about ratings. When they tanked, okay, you had your fun now. I supported it, but when the ratings tanked, now I don't support it. All about finances. Sorry, folks. That's what's wrong with this world. No one's real. No one stand, wait, and if you stand up for what you believe in, how dare you? I mean, House Republicans release a plan to retake majority with 47 target districts with vulnerable Democrats. The election was so bad. This, you really think that, look at California. It is a crap hole. And people keep voting that same crap in year after year. When things are, when the homeless population gets worse and worse and worse, and these problems get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse, how come these same people that support the same philosophy and the same thing keep getting elected over and over and over? You would think, you would say, wait a minute here. Now that we know, now that this problem is getting worse, we're going to vote someone that has a different view. No, what you're getting is you're getting a Governor Whitmer out and you're putting a Nancy Pelosi in her place. You're getting rid of an Andrew Cuomo, but you're putting a California-style governor in. You're getting rid of one bad politician and putting in another one. Got about 28 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. And that's what's going on. It's like, well, I applaud term limits and stuff, but you know, you're going to get rid of one. You're going to get rid of Governor Whitmer and bring in an AOC. And that's what, I mean, and that's what's sad. Well, in 2022, we're going to take back. You ain't going to target no. When you had the lowest gas price in forever, lowest unemployment for blacks, women, and Hispanics, high stock markets, and a guy that couldn't fill an elementary school gymnasium, hey, he couldn't fill a little Learning Tree preschool. He couldn't get enough people to. Joe Biden could go to a Learning Tree preschool and have a campaign rally, and you wouldn't have to social distance because there wouldn't be enough people that you'd have to worry about it. And he got 80 million votes. Okay. And you're going to tell me that 2022 is going to be, oh, we're going to change stuff. Ain't nothing going to change. I bet you before the 100th day in office for Joe Biden, he will have over 300 executive orders. Over 300. He's proven you don't need the damn government. You just impeach President Trump, who's not even president anymore, and I'm just going to start doing whatever I want to. I don't even know what these are. They just keep handing me stuff, and I just keep signing them. I don't know what the heck. I thought it went through the House and the Senate and the Congress and all this. I guess, I don't know what these, I don't know what they're, I'm just, they're just handing me, I'm just, what am I signing again? I don't know. I mean, this is what it is. You have a woke Bruce Springsteen commercial that they covered up the fact that he had a massive DWI arrest, and they kept that under wraps because people would be outraged him driving in a Super Bowl commercial when he got busted and arrested for DWI. Kind of like several years ago back when they had the Brickyard and they had like NASCAR drivers that were driving taxis. Don't drink and drive, use a taxi. And Kurt Busch, like a week before, something got busted with drinking and driving, and now he's driving a taxi saying don't drink and drive. He's promoting that campaign. It's the same type of thing. But like, I would be outraged if I don't know who would want to advertise for this. I mean, it was like, it's falling apart. People don't want this crap. People want to watch the Super Bowl to get away from this woke crap. And
that's
no
all
one's,
it was.
Hmm?
That's all it was.
Yeah, that's all it is. And it's sad because like the NBA is like basically admitting it's all about money. Okay, well, since the NBA Finals tanked, We're going to make sure, yeah, you have to play the national anthem before every NBA game. You're only saying that. You're not admitting it, but it's because you know that if teams start not doing the national anthem, you're going to lose more and more and more and more viewership. So, and it's all about profit. That's all the heck this world is. You know, it's ridiculous. I don't know. I mean, it's just, and it's getting, I mean, it's like, okay, like, it's hard to then put your money where your mouth is anymore because, okay, like, well, how do you find a conservative company that makes a, that manufactures a cell phone? Then any. And that's what's so wrong in this world. Oh, well, we don't, if you're going to censor me on Facebook, then okay, we're going to start our own Facebook. And then when they start your own, oh, well, yeah, if you're going to have that on this, you're using our server, we're not going to, yeah, you're going to have to take that stuff. You tell us we can't do it here and we need to make our own thing. And then when we make our own thing, then you say you can't. It's just ridiculous. It's, we want unity as long as you agree with what we want to do. We want unity. Because now that we got Biden, we're going to make America, we're going to be the reunited States of America. We're going to unite this America. Because we didn't unite it under Trump, and now we're going to fake unite now because I'm so sick and tired of all these whiny little babies that grew up watching Bob's Burger, American Dad, South Park, and they're offended. And Family Guy, and they're offended. I'm offended. I just want to sit there and take these college kids and put on Eddie Murphy Delirious. About 2 minutes, they'd be like screaming, a black guy said that? Yeah, a black guy said that.
Love Here Raw.
Oh, yeah.
That was my favorite. First radar movie I ever snuck into.
Well, you heard about Morgan Wallen. He's the country singer that was under a scandal and was dropped by all the labels and everything for a controversial N-word comment. He has, his album sales are through the roof because people are backing him.
Well, look at Tom McDonald.
Yeah.
An awful unwrap, and there's 4 listings. He's number 1 at that fake woke.
Yeah.
The people are tired of being this woke crap down their throat.
Yeah. And they're saying, this is how it, you know, you don't see that there's a little thing called a remote. You know, when you were kids, like me, your parents would throw a shoe at you, and that meant change the channel. I didn't say they did it to me, but they could. That's how you had to change the channel. There was no, but we were the remote. I wonder if they did that to you. But my point is, if you didn't, well, you only had like 12 channels, so you had to kind of get used to watching. But I'm tired of these people that, I had to sit there and watch for one. No, you didn't. You're going to complain about something you had to watch? Okay, are you married? Did your wife tie you up and chain you to the bed and force you to watch it and duct tape your eyelids open? No? Oh, well then you could have just left. Now there are some things that like, you don't really like, but like, wow, like, yeah, like what? Like you just wonder what they're going to say next or do next. It's not necessarily that you don't. Because I know, no offense to anyone, I'm not putting anybody down, but I know people that watch like the Hoarders or like that 700-pound people that like, they have to like break a wall and get a crane to get them out. And I feel sorry for them, but you know, and it's like, I can't believe, and they hate it, but they watch it because they wonder like, what's going to be next? Like, Are they going to have someone on the show that tops this dude? But they don't really like the show? It's like, well, then don't watch it. You have the choice. You know, me and my wife choose not to watch the NFL. We don't watch the NBA. We have that choice. If they want to be woke and all this Black Lives Matter crap, go right ahead. They had the opportunity to nip that thing in the bud beforehand. So, no, we're not even doing this woke crap. This MLB crap. If you want to do that, go for it. They showed their colors when they can't. The only reason they stopped because of the finances and money. I don't know how to pronounce this guy, but New Zealand, M-A-O-R-I, M-A-O-R-I, lawmaker, rejects neckties as a colonial noose. Yeah, he's saying that, like, neckties are offensive because it's, you know, it's like a colonial noose or some bullcrap. Because, like I said, here's proof. Give me anything, I can find a way to make it offensive to where I could get my depends in a wad. It's amazing during this pandemic how much these movie stars and athletes were not needed. We don't need them. And it's really proven that you don't need them when you see people that get millions and millions of views on YouTube and they're no celebrity. They're just some dude that has a YouTube channel. It's like these people are being taught with that's offensive. Just wait until your son or daughter gets blown out of water. Just wait till your daughter is like the best in the school until some guy that's like blows her out of the water. It's all inclusive until it affects you. How dare you be against transgender bathrooms? How it's all fun and games until a guy follows your little 6-year-old niece into the bathroom. Then you're, huh? And I said guy because a guy can use a woman's restroom. There's no prerequisite. Just remember, folks, my firearm is no longer wanting to be called a gun. My firearm now self-identifies as a handheld wireless peacekeeping device. You must accept my firearm as such, or you're a racist bigot. Just remember that, folks. All 100 plus million firearm owners now have handheld wireless peacekeeping devices. That's what they self-identify as. You know, they're trying to keep us locked down, but they're keeping the border open. Let them in. They want to mandate that we have proof of every vaccine we have and everything with vaccine cards and all this crap. But how many people are coming across the border and who knows what they have or don't have or... Yeah, you got Button Greg, Button Plug, I call him. We need to require COVID tests before domestic flights, but they have people pouring across the border. Who knows what vaccines they've had, what they have, don't have. You know, you try to enter the country legally and ask you questions like, how long were you gone? Where did you go? What are you declaring? What country did you go to? Where'd you come from? Meanwhile, you got illegals pouring across the border with bedroom sets and coke and heroin and who knows what they have and don't have. And I'm just saying, folks, it's the government. It makes all the sense. We need to have COVID tests before you can fly anywhere, but, gee. Oh, the people come across the border, who knows, who cares? It's racist to have voter ID laws, but, oh, COVID vaccine? Yeah, you have to have an ID for that, you have to have proof. That's what it is, folks. Then you got Democratic lawmakers who are trying to pass a bill, why are they doing it? Just have Joe Biden do an executive order to teach kids the difference between fake and credible media. Yeah, if Facebook puts it's fake on there, then it's fake no matter what it is. I just want to get people together and just hack Wikipedia and put all kinds of stuff that's not even close to remotely true. That way when people go to use it to try to do research, America was founded in 2016 on Mars, and it was transplanted here by NASA. I mean, seriously. I mean, that's how bad this world is. I mean, this world is bad. Like, if you ever seen Animal House, was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? No. Germans bombing Pearl Harbor? What? Just go with it. He's on the roll. Kids today would watch that movie like, okay, I could see a kid watching that the night before a history exam and writing that as an answer. I don't understand, I don't get it, never have, never will. They dumbified these kids down to where they get screwed and they don't even care. Trump's out of office, who cares? Gas is up $10 a gallon, but who cares? Trump's out of office. I don't care. And then you get like this one, like, crackhead of the Trump family, Mary Trump. Well, Donald Jr.'s political career is over, and Ivanka, they're all over. They're done. You gotta understand something, folks. Trump is just the face of the Constitution, standing up for America first, standing up for these things, standing up for freedom, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's just a sad, pathetic world we have. And we're going to get it back. I just don't know. Because, I have talked to so many people and seen so many posts. It just, like discouraged me. Because it's like, Trump's gone, who cares? The world's going to fall apart. We'll turn into Venezuela, but Trump's gone. That's all that matters. I mean, when the trust level of the government is not at zero, that's... President Joe Biden opposes California recall of Governor Newsom. Gee, California is falling apart. People are leaving in masses. Here's the 5-mile homeless road. But don't worry, they'll get rid of Newsom and they'll get someone just as bad. It's just pathetic. It's just sad. We gotta cancel the cancel. I don't know, man. This whole world is just, and that's what I guess I'm kind of like Glenn Beck. Like, how do you get to a kid that, okay, Trump's gone, thank God, who cares? We're gonna have $10 a gallon gas, but who cares? Who believes that? Oh, well, we gotta have wind turbines. They're so earth friendly. How much concrete do they need to be? How much oil do they produce? Not really produce, consume. Yeah. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, don't worry, folks. It's okay. We stopped the Keystone Pipeline. So now we got to find other ways to get gas and oil into this country. Yeah, getting rid of the Keystone Pipeline isn't going to stop natural gas and oil from needing to be here. Now we just got to go through more. Oh, we'll put it on a tanker. We're going to use oil and fuel, gas-guzzling tanker truck to get it here. So like these pictures where there's plastic and needles, and it looks like the pictures from California look like it's a waste site, you know, like where they dump all the trash, like a trash site. Thank God we banned plastic straws. Like all the pictures of the millions and millions of masks that are washing up in the ocean. Thank God we got rid of plastic straws. Oh, it's just pathetic, though. They demonize one thing to bring something that's even more. They don't even think. Okay, well, how are we getting fuel and natural gas in America if we're not going to use a pipeline? It's coming here somehow. Oh. I don't understand. Because I'm. It's like that Greta Thunberg, you know, like people believe her. But a person that actually has a degree in earth science or climatology, oh no, she don't know what she's talking about, even though she has a PhD. This little 12-year-old over here, well, you're 16 or whatever? Okay, whatever. Oh, you're a rocking, yeah, trust me. See, we need to get like someone like Greta Thunberg. They need to get someone like her that claims to be a doctor that can be the COVID expert and get rid of Fauci. I guarantee you that people end up, I want her to be my doctor. She can do the surgery. I trust her. She's 12 years old. She's still in middle school, but hey, she's the COVID expert. I know because CNN said so. I mean, that's how these people are, I swear. She's an expert. No, she don't know anything. She's just reading 90 seconds. She's reading a cue card. I got less than 90 seconds. That's what's wrong with this world. Oh, we got to cover up a DUI so that we can have a guy driving a Jeep in a commercial for the Super Bowl. Because they might be offended if they realize before that he had a DWI and had the commercial. But if you find out after the commercial that he had a DWI, you're going to be pissed either way. Thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel part of it. I really hope you do something. Try to bring common sense to these people. If they're glad that the pipeline's gone, well, how are they getting oil in here then if there's no pipeline? Are they going to use an oil-using, gas-guzzling tanker that goes across the ocean, like the Exxon Valdez? What are they going to use? How are they going to get it here? Because it's not going away. Thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. Remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Monday, God bless and goodbye.